hope this update finds you well, my luscious ones. Who knows, maybe it's finding some of you with your hands around your cocks, stroking already. Naughty, naughty boys. You know that's just the way I like you anyways. I'm surprised I'm laughing. I really was debating on doing this update. I've had kind of a cranky day today. I don't have many, and there is a reason for it. I haven't been feeling 100% lately, and all good, no huge issues, but I'm being precautionary, especially with Easter dinner coming up. I'm not very religious per se, but I do enjoy the tradition of eating a wonderful Easter dinner, and even if I have to make it myself, I still enjoy all of that. So as a precaution before that, I'm just taking it easy with what I'm eating, pretty much only liquids, which is probably a good idea, but there's just a lot of good food and things that I want to eat. It's not even eating, like I'm not hungry, but I just kind of crave something in my mouth. And as I say that, I know where your mind goes. I mean, that would be probably put me in a much better mood as well, but I'm just a little bit cranky. And here I am doing my monthly updates. Yeah, this is me cranky. No, that's not true. You get the best of my crankiness. I can be cranky at times. It's rare, but it happens. Plus, this month, it's just been a busy month. There was spring break here that was busier than I expected. Patreon has changed their rules for, again, for adult creators. Luckily, not much impacts audio only. There are some things where you can no longer have, like, characters that are under the influence of anything, or hypnotized, or sleeping, or stuff like that. Just more things to be cautious of. And some issues with my payment processors as well last month that still have to be resolved. But just a whole bunch of stuff that, like, distracted me from the naughtiness that I just want to stay focused on all the time. Oh, the hardships of being a naughty creator. It will all be well and wonderful, and very much looking forward to all the fun we'll have together in April. Speaking of which, I didn't want to miss the opportunity, though, to give you a sneak peek of what I have brewing in my naughty mind for next month. I think there's a couple maybe I didn't get to in March. I added some other things that kind of came to mind that sparked my naughty creativity. So I will hold on to those ideas and bring them back around at some point, perhaps in April. I do have a continuation of the Roommates Letter to Lacey miniseries that will come out tomorrow, I believe. And in April, I wanted to pick back up doing like an exclusive mini series of audios that I was doing beforehand. And I thought it would be fun to do something customer service themed. I spent a lot of my lifetime in customer service, actually, that some of you may not know that, but I think in some way, shape, or form, all of us have performed our years and dues in customer service. And I know that some of you might not think, hey, customer service sounds like the sexiest topic ever. You have to be in my naughty mind, and you got to trust me that I will make a customer service themed mini series very hot for you all. I also have a teacher, like teacher interview type of audio that I have in my mind, a sneaky neighbor audio that actually a chat with a subscriber recently inspired, a girls' night mix up, similarly inspired by a Patreon subscriber as well, I wanted to get back and do a Naughty Nanny tale. I've also been inspired to do a follow-up to the Free Use Intern by a couple of subscribers, actually. So that's been on my mind. I want to put that on for next month. And I have had a lot of listeners over time tell me that they have a certain favorite audio and they wish I'd do a sequel to whatever their favorite audio may be that happens to be a standalone. And I love hearing that. Like, I love hearing that you want more of something or one theme or one character. So I think I'm going to put out a poll or a, you know, questionnaire of some sort as well early in the month and maybe see if there's a standalone or a favorite audio of yours that you've always wished there was a sequel to, but there isn't, and maybe throw that in next month as well. I also plan on adding another episode in the little mini roommates series I'm doing in the Letters to Lacey, and more hot wife tales for that tier to come as well. And I was also reminded about the first line pick of the month in Discord, so I have to take a peek in there and see what's new or if we have enough suggestions for April, or maybe just put out a reminder for that and see if we can get another pick of the month tale too. I think that's about everything for now. I want to leave some space for my own creative inspired tales and from whatever naughtiness you guys might desire to hear me whisper in your ears this coming month. I wish I had more crazy tales to tell you from March, but it's just been one of those months. Like, even the girls' night that we had planned for March got canceled for unforeseen reasons, and yeah. I'm just still glad that I'm still smiling and happy and get to chat with all of you, make all of you come, hopefully, hear how much you love my tales and want more of them, and have you here supporting me. It means so much that even in the cranky times, I can still just laugh and smile and be happy right through it. You are a big part of that. So thank you all. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, whether you're celebrating or not, a wonderful start to the month, and there's more to come, and come, and come, and come, and come. Bye for now, my luscious ones, Lacey.